some time spent this week on a bill, Senator, that reflects a Senate bill that was debated, sent to the House, and amended, sent back. This is a House version. It's House Bill 253 that addresses the income tax and, I believe, the sales tax?
Well, the sales tax was taken out of it in the House, so this is only the income tax, both personal and corporate, and it takes in tax amnesty and the nexus. There's a couple of facets to it, but the two major issues are the state income tax and the corporate income tax.
The Senate, the legislature in total, has dealt with, I believe, the corporate franchise tax in the past. This is the corporate income tax.
That's correct. The corporate franchise tax is currently being phased out over a period of 5 years. I believe we're in our second year of that. So that helps promote a good business environment. And it really, from a total budget standpoint, really wasn't that much money. And it resulted in a double taxation of some of the items some of these businesses were purchasing. So I was in support of repealing the franchise tax. So now we're talking about reducing the personal income tax and the corporate income tax. Now we're starting to talk serious budget items, and basically we're doing it without a plan.
The initial plan, as you mentioned, the Senate version of this bill had with it a
1% increase sales tax.
Yeah.
And the House took it out. And in exchange for that, the Senate plan reduced the personal income tax by 0.75% over 5 years. The bill we discussed last night, it's only 0.5% over 10. However, it cuts the corporate income tax in half over 5 years. So again, the corporate income tax isn't near as large as the personal income tax revenue-wise. We're doing this in the hopes of it will spur economic growth and will increase revenue. It's a pretty big gamble to take with our budget. It's an $817 million reduction in income over 10 years. And without having a plan in place, it really causes me caution.
As you mentioned, there's no guarantee that lowering these rates would bring in more businesses.
That's exactly right. You know, the economy's recovering. Revenues are picking up now. We're having a much better year than this year than anybody anticipated. And it's not because that we lowered the income tax. Our income tax is just the same. I think this is premature and very short-sighted.
Any idea of how well this version, this House version, is going to do between now and a week from now?
Well, you know, I think it's going to pass both chambers. The one saving grace is that the revenues have to increase each year by $100 million for the income tax rate to ratchet down. So it's not near as dangerous as the Senate version. But again, we shouldn't be reducing income tax rates right now when we're just starting to recover from three very, very tough years revenue-wise.